Okay. Good work day. Really good work day. Multiple situations in. Still went some good versus good in practice. I think that's always important. Anytime we can put that into practice, it's good for us. But obviously a big concentrated effort on Carolina. You know, we introduced them today even more in depth and showcase that a little bit more in practice.
What's your comfort level right now with three technique, with not having Sendarek in there, with the guys that you have?
Well, I think you'll see some guys will be by committee, and we'll see, and depending on the situation. But, you know, you see really with the defensive line, you talk about starters, but nowadays, especially with us, you're going to see a lot of guys roll in there. So you could see three guys playing that spot for us.
But do you like that? It seems like you do have the right players for the right situation.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we still see like on third down situation, you know, inside rusher to go along with Ryan Davis. I think that's something that we're looking at. But first and second down, yeah, we feel good about it.
What about the Leo position? Clemens going to start now?
Yeah. I think you'll probably end up seeing him starting. I think that, again, will be by committee a little bit. We'll rotate guys. But, you know, you should see him out there with the first group.
Yes, you said Monday that you'd see what they look like Wednesday when they get over the hump and Tuesday.
Yeah, very, very happy, very pleased with how they came out. Very focused in our meetings. Had a really good team meeting, and then you know, broke down in the unit meetings. And you know, I think that obviously we've worked on a little bit of stuff from Carolina the previous week, but the full introduction was today, and definitely had our players' attention.
You know, knowing about the injuries to Marquise Lee and obviously Walters heading into final cuts, what made you guys stick to five as opposed to six wide receivers?
Well, I think, you know, special teams is a big factor in that when you're looking at those fifth and sixth spots or fourth and fifth spots at other positions. So I just felt like for us, special teams-wise, you know, we want to make sure we had the best players available through all positions.
How's Beatles played this year?
I think that more consistent. I think that he stepped up his game. I see a more focused individual. I think last year he was trying to understand his role, you know, to be the leader of the offensive line, to be the, you know, kind of a voice for the offense, you know, all those traits. I think now this year he's really just focused on making sure he gets right, and through that he's become more strong in that position group and with the offense. So I've seen a more consistent player.
So you think he maybe got distracted last year?
Well, I just think that, you know, he was asked to do a lot of things or felt like his role was, you know, in a lot of different areas. But I think it's more focused and defined for him right now.
So did you tell him just to stick with the playing?
No, I didn't. But I did talk to him about that's what I've seen in him just recently, and he agreed.
How has Tyson earned your trust?
Well, multiple positions, very solid, and you know exactly what you're getting from. You know, it can play six technique, four technique, three technique, and to have that versatility, especially when you're going to rotate the number of players we're going to be, is extremely important. And I think that he's got the trust of everybody around him, and that's something that we don't take lightly.
Carolina's Greg Olson.
Yes,
was one of their top targets before they lost two receivers. Now what kind of matchup?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to have great awareness of where he's at. I think there was a game, I think it was the third preseason game, the first half he was targeted nine times. So obviously, you know, and he should be. He's a very good player. I think even without the injury, he'd be a guy that we need to be aware of where he is on the field and how they're going to utilize him. They do a good job of moving him around, putting him in different positions and looking for matchups. So, you know, I think we have to have great awareness without really getting out of what we do as well.
Is Talvin capable of matching up with him?
Well, you know, the linebackers, you know, at times they could be matched up with them, depending on the call and the situation. So you could see that.
If Walter's not going today, your level of concern?
Well, I think he's going to be okay. You know, I think, you know, it was more precautionary for us today just to make sure, but it seems like he felt pretty good. So that would be a good sign for us.
Would Lee still out if he probably won't play then? Would Lee still out today? Does that mean he probably won't?
Yeah, I think, you know, he ran today. We'll see from the trainers, you know, where he's at. I know he said he felt pretty good, so, you know, we'll find out more tonight.
Why the change at the Leo spot? We've been getting Chris Smith was going to be first and second down. Now it seems like it's going to
be. Well, I think you'll see Chris Smith there too. I think that it's, you know, the experience level. I think finding out where Clem is at. Okay. You know, the third game he played, what, 16, 17 reps. So, you know, he's not going to be a guy that could play 60 reps in a game. So it's going to be by committee, but, you know, the first group that goes out there, I'd anticipate him.
Is Audra giving you the versatility that you were hoping for?
Very similar. Even seeing some explosiveness out of him, which is good. And that's why you're seeing him some on third down with his rushes. So, you know, a different style of rusher, you know, aggressively attacks guards, but just his height and size, his length, hands up, you know, those things, very strong. But can play multiple positions too. So, you know, look to him to move around too as well.
Was there thought about starting him at the 3 technique and putting Tyson outside?
I think that, you know, you could see them, you know, playing multiple positions.
Carolina guy said you told him you have a tackling plan for Cam Newton.
Well, I think we have a tackling plan for everybody. You know, and whatever team we play, I think you kind of look at the running back and their running styles, and then you devise a plan based on that. And, you know, if they've got 2 or 3 running backs, you have a plan for all of them. And it's not that it changes. It's just you're looking at their running style. And what's unique this game is that Cam Newton you have to take a look at because he is a quarterback that will – you know, pull it and run, and he's a big body type quarterback that, you know, you better have a plan for him.
Billy Brown and Ted Ginn have a lot of speed on the outside. Do you think this is a really strong test for the secondary?
Yeah, you know, I think their whole scheme is a real strong test because, you know, they obviously they want to run the ball, and they've been very effective, especially at the end of last season running the ball. And with that, the play pass opens up. And, you know, regardless of the receivers, when you have that capability, it puts a lot of strain on the defense. It's just that they've got some really good speed on top of it, so that makes it even more challenging.
Also says you have to be ready June 1, July 1, August 1. Are you ready for the first game? Are you guys ready?
Well, not yet. You know, but, you know, I think we're just taking it more, you know, today, what do we need to get done? And I think that, we got a good mixture, of teams. You know, I think one of the things you point out, like a guy like Charles Tillman, you know, all the takeaways that he's had over his career. Well, you know, it's great to point out because guys like Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns know of him, but don't know really much about him. You know, so we have a mixture of guys on our team that when you show tape about guys like, you know, Charles Tillman and what he's accomplished, you know, it's an eye-opener for him. So, you know, I think those things we'll have to do every day this week to get our guys up to speed.
So Blake's got to pay attention to him, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.